Need some help finding some edge in the prop market? Check out the Props AI tool on the Linestar app, your one-stop shop for all the information you need to place smarter bets. Gain insights into player history, projections, and trends, along with sportsbook odds. You can even compare the lines across multiple sportsbooks using our prop finder. Get the edge with Props AI today at linestarapp.com and take your prop betting game to the next level. Good luck, and as always, bet responsibly. Welcome to the Pre-Snap Podcast presented by Linestar, your top five NFL player picks on Underdog Fantasy's Pick'em for Week 18, the regular season finale. Alongside Tyler Wiedemann, I am Shannon Somerville. Tyler, it's been a good season for us here on the Underdog Pick'em Show. Over the last several weeks, too, we've been crushing it 15-5 over the last 4 weeks. Last week, we were 3-2, hoping to finish the regular season strong here in Week 18. What are your thoughts, Tyler, to approaching Week 18? There's a lot of different schools of thought on this one.
You know, it's usually a week that I take a little bit light. Mm-hmm. It's hard because there's a lot of volume that you're really just not sure about. You don't know if a guy is going to play the full game. So even, you know, in spots where a team needs a win, if that game gets to be a blowout, they're going to get pulled a little bit earlier. So it is definitely a little scarier betting this week than most weeks. Thus, you know, why roll back volume a little bit.
All right. So something to keep in mind for sure. A lot of variables heading into Week 18. There's also, Tyler, some incentives. We love those, especially when we're talking about player props, because, of course, it's a little extra bonus money on the line for some of these players that have incentives written into their contracts to reach certain milestones or certain benchmarks in terms of receiving yards, receptions, whatever it may be. We actually have a couple of those on our list for today, so we will definitely get into that. But before we do, we just want to tell you, if you don't have Underdog Fantasy already, make sure to download it and use the promo code LINESTAR for up to $100 of your first deposit match. Also, the tool we are using to specifically find the best value on Underdog Fantasy is called the Props AI tool. It will basically compare LineStar's projections and what our matchup tools think in terms of what's out there on Underdog Fantasy and what the stat line is for those specific players. So it's a really great tool. We've been crushing it all season long here. Like I said, 15-5 over the last 4 weeks. So make sure to check that out when you have a second. LineStarApp.com is where you can find it. And final week of the season, let's go 5-0. If we do, one randomly selected commenter will win $200. All you need to do is make sure you like this video, you're subscribed to the channel, and you comment below, and you're in it to win it. Let us know where you're headed in Week 18. We've got a lot of great picks to choose from, so let's just get right into it. Starting with a playoff-like environment, we're going to Indianapolis Colts wide receiver Michael Pittman, higher than 79.5 receiving yards. LineStar is projecting the over here, and Pittman averaging 74 receiving yards per game. He's gone over 5 of the last 6 games. And going up against this Houston Texans defense, Tyler, they rank 27th in pass defense DVOA versus opposing teams wide receiver one. And Pittman is a guy who can absolutely crush it in this department. What do you expect for him in what will be a playoff environment? Big implications on the line for the playoffs in this one. This is essentially a playoff game in Week 18. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, Pittman is far and away their wide receiver one. He's averaging 10 targets a game, which is just an elite type number. So I really like him. You mentioned the Texans DVOA being poor versus wide receiver one, but they've also been poor as far as how much yards they've been giving up. Mm-hmm. They're 26th, allowing 180.3 yards to the wide receiver over the last 9 games. So I like the spot for Pittman. I think they're going to target him early and often and really look to get him the ball. And we got to go over with it. So, I mean, he's averaging just below this line, and it's a must win for the Colts. So I like the spot.
All right, we're going to keep it with this game here. Go to the other side of things and take Texans running back Devin Singletary, higher than 66.5 rushing yards. And incentive play here, because if he racks up 73 scrimmage yards, he gets $250,000. That's a pretty good incentive heading into this game, although it is kind of that playoff environment. So, the Texans aren't going to be exactly tracking what his yardage is going to be. However, it's still something worth noting, especially given the fact that he's averaging 60 just over 68 rushing yards over the last 10 games, going up against an Indianapolis Colts rushing defense that ranks 24th in rush defense DVOA. Six of the last seven RBs have gone over 70 rushing yards. Tyler, what do you see for Devin Singletary heading into this game?
Yeah, I definitely like this spot for Devin Singletary. The Colts ranked 30th, allowing 116.8 rush yards per game over the last nine. So I know they do have two backs they use, but Singletary has been carrying most of the work. You know, over this second half of the season, he's averaging 16 rushes a game over the last four for 77.5 yards per game. So I like his spot. I think his usage is going to be there. And I think there's a very, very good chance he's crushing this over here.
All right. So those are some two picks. Again, the Line Star tool, the Props AI tool is helping us find the best value here. So it's also helping us find the best value. You can always find good value at Olave Garden, Tyler. I mean, we may not get the unlimited breadsticks, but we'll be getting some bread from Chris Olave, who we're thinking is going higher than 71.5 receiving yards. You like that joke there? That was a nice little dad joke for you guys. Averaging 71 receiving yards per game, but he has gone over that line for the last six games, and going up against Atlanta, 19th versus wide receiver ones. He had 114 receiving yards the last time he faced the Falcons. What are your expectations for the Saints wide receiver as he goes toe-to-toe with the Falcons once again, with a chance to win the NFC South on the line if the Bucs end up losing?
Yeah, and the Bucs are playing right at the same time as the Saints, so they're not going to really know, you know, what's going on. They're just going to have to go out there and play their best game, and Chris Olave is their best game. DJ Moore just lit up this secondary. The secondary isn't great, you know, slightly below average here, but Olave's beat them in the past. DJ Moore just beat them, and the Falcons have nothing to play for. You know, they're pretty much done here, and Olave is far and away the best weapon the Saints have. And Alvin Kamara has been banged up all week and hasn't really been at practice, so there could be more volume going his way if Kamara ends up sitting.
All right, so Chris Olave, higher than 71.5 receiving yards. Those are the three picks from the Line Star at Props AI Tool. Now it is time for Tyler and I to give our best picks of Week 18 for Underdog Fantasy's Pick'em Contest. Tyler, where are you headed for your pick this week?
All right, I got to go to Dalton Schultz. So we're going back to that Texans versus Colts game. Higher than 44.5 receiving yards. That's a minus 115. One of the things that I wanted to add into the Devin Singletary spot is this wide receiver core is absolutely banged up. They got no Noah Brown. Tank Dell left a couple weeks ago. So they're really left with Nico Collins and Dalton Schultz. So I think Dalton Schultz is going to just control that interior part of the defense and get a lot of those checkdowns. It's a must-win game. He has been a very highly used aspect of the team, and you know, our projection is right around what the line is. The consensus projection is over the line, and there is the added incentive factor, you know, if he catches six balls. But six is a lot to ask. 44.5, however, is not too much to ask.
All right, for my prop pick for Underdog Fantasy Week 18, I'm going to the Buffalo Bills. Wide receiver Stephon Diggs, over 60.5 receiving yards. Tyler, I just think that line is just way too low for a player that we know Stephon Diggs can go out there and haul in some big grabs, especially against this Miami team. This is going to be a big game. The AFC East on the line in this one. Diggs averaging 68.5 receiving yards per game this season and going up against a Miami Dolphins defense that's 29th in pass defense DVOA versus opposing teams' wide receiver ones. Yes, I know the last couple weeks have been a bit disappointing, as their head coach Sean McDermott has acknowledged, but they want to get Stephon Diggs the ball, especially in this type of an environment. He's coming off a game where they gave up the Miami Dolphins gave up a season high 13 missed tackles. So this is a perfect opportunity for Stephon Diggs to kind of find his footing in this offense. And cornerback Xavien Howard not expected to play. Remember, the Ravens exploited him when he left the game last week with a foot injury. Eli Apple filled in, and Zay Flowers just like burned him and linebacker Duke Riley there on some busted coverage. I expect the Bills to be looking at that as well and looking to exploit it with Stephon Diggs in this one. So I like the over here, 60.5, but I like that. I think he's going to crush that over. What do you think about Stephon Diggs this week, Tyler?
I definitely like him this week. And, you know, he hasn't been great the last 4 weeks, but the targets have still been there. So the volume's still been there. And there's no real reason to jump off, and you might as well jump on when the line is so much lower than, you know, what it normally would be.
Especially since he had 120 receiving yards against them earlier this season. Do I expect a 100-yard performance in this one? Maybe not, but 60, and I got to go there. We got to go there with Stephon Diggs. All right. So those are our top five on Underdog Fantasy Pick'em Week 18. We're putting this ticket together, and we're just sending it. Make sure if you are watching us right now, do us a favor, like this video, subscribe to our channel, and comment below. Like we said, a comment will enter you into the contest. All you got to do, comment below. You could win $200 if we go 5-0 like we've done several times this season. And so make sure, if you haven't already, check out our other prop show. It's more geared towards the sports books as opposed to Underdog Fantasy, or if you're playing Prize Picks, Sleeper, Chalkboard. So make sure to check that out as well, because there may be some picks there that you might also like for Underdog Fantasy as well. So check out that show coming your way as well. Good luck, Week 18. Let's finish the season on a high note. We'll see you next time.